请我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
I urge therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一个身体，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
我们特别注意这一段圣经有两个身体。
Here, let's pay attention. There are two words here, body.
第一章讲到我们的身体。
In verse 1, it speaks of our body.
我们把自己的身体献上。
We offer or present our body.
这是我们的奉献。
That is our offering, our
consecration. 这也是属灵的侍奉。
And that is spiritual service.
什么时候我们把我们的身体献上了？
Whenever we offer or consecrate our bodies,
这就是属灵的释放。
That is spiritual service.
当我们把身体献上给主的时候，
When we present our bodies to our Lord,
然后主就把我们的身体放在他自己奥秘的身体。
Then he puts our body in a mystic body.
那这就是第五节所告诉我们的。
And that is the body referred to in verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一个身体。
We who are many are one body in Christ.
互相联络做肢体。
And individually members one of another.
所以这里给我们看见我们侍奉的道路。
Here we see the way of service.
什么时候我们奉献，把我们的身体献上，这就是我们的侍奉。
Whenever we consecrate, whenever we present our bodies, that is our service.
但是我们的路在哪里呢？
But where is our way?
当我们的主接纳我们的奉献的时候，
When our Lord receives our consecration,
他就把它放在基督的身体里面。
He puts it inside the body of Christ.
这就是奉献的意义。
And that is the meaning of service.
这就是侍奉的道路。
That is the way of service, the meaning of consecration.
是我们的身体献上。
It is presenting our bodies.
然后被放在一个基督的身体里。
And then put into the body of Christ.
我们低头有些简单的祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们求你在这最后的一个晚上再次对你儿女们说话。
Lord, we want to thank you. We ask that you would speak to your children this last night.
为了今天一天你对我们所说的话，我们向你献上感谢。
For the words that you have spoken to us throughout this day, we want to thank you.
但是我们知道你还有一些话，今天晚上你要对我们说。
But we know that you still have some further words for us tonight.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，但愿都在一个圣灵的感动里面。
Whether for the speaking, the translating, the hearing, may it be all in one spirit.
不让我们空手回去。
Do not let us return empty-handed.
用你自己的话来充满我们。
Lord, fill us with your word.
也用你的圣灵来充满我。
Fill us with your spirit.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 我们已经看见过侍奉的道路乃是里面的道路。
We saw that the way of service is an inner way.
侍奉的道路也是十字架的道路。
The way of service is also the way of the cross.
那今天晚上我们要来看侍奉的道路乃是教会的道路。
And tonight we want to see that the way of service is the way of the church.
它不是个人的路。
It is not an individual way.
它是个身体的路。
It is a body way.
而这个身体乃是基督的身体。
And this body is the body of Christ.
那因为昨天晚上我们还没有讲完的缘故。
And because last evening we were not able to finish.
所以我们很快的再回头再复习一下。
So we're going to review very quickly.
我们昨天讲到十字架与丰收。
Yesterday we talked about the cross and harvest.
我们也讲到十字架与果子长存。
And we also talked about the cross and lasting fruit.
我们特别在保罗一生看得非常的清楚。
And throughout Paul's life we saw very clearly.
保罗的一生可以属灵一生分作三个十一年。
Paul's spiritual life can be split into three 11 years.
第一个11年, 他隐藏在神面前,
the first 11 years, he was hidden before the Lord.
像玛利亚一样, 坐在主的脚前,
just like Mary before the Lord's feet.
他选择了上好的福分,
he chose the better part.
等到11年完了以后,
after the first 11 years,
圣灵把那个生命和水的水坝,
the Holy Spirit removed the water dam.
那11年积蓄在保罗里面那个生命的水,
and the water that was collected in Paul's life in the first 11 years,
现在像活水的江河一样,
was just like rivers of living water.
第二个11年,
the second 11 years,
可以说是保罗结果累累的11年,
was the years in which he bore much fruit.
你看见神怎样用保罗,
you see how the Lord used Paul.
把福音送到每一个角落,
he spread the gospel throughout all the corners of the earth.
保罗为自己毫无所求,
Paul did not ask anything for himself.
但是啊,他为了基督,
but for Christ, he asked for all.
所以第二个11年,
so for the second 11 years,
不只是第一次环游步道,
not only was the first missionary journey,
第二次环游步道,
the second missionary journey,
第三次环游步道,
the third missionary journey,
在第一次环游步道里面,
in the first missionary journey,
十字架在他身上开始工作,
the cross began its work on Paul.
大概就是他从居比路，然后从这个土耳其就小亚细亚登陆的时候,
when he came from Cyprus to Asia Minor,
很可能那个时候他就得着一种的病,
it was probably that time that he gained a disease.
圣经没有告诉我们,
we don't know what it
was. 这个也许就是 他所说的主在他身上的那根刺,
maybe it refers to that thorn that was upon his body.
那个病也许可能是他的眼睛,
and maybe it had to do with his eyes.
但是我们不知道,
but we don't know.
但是在第一次环游步道的时候,
but during the first missionary journey,
他后来在提摩太后书里面特别告诉我们,
in 2 Timothy he tells us,
他告诉提摩太说,
he told Timothy,
你要知道你是向谁学的,
you need to know who you are serving.
所以保罗告诉提摩太说, 你服从了我的教训,
so Paul said that you have obeyed my teaching.
这个我们懂,
that we understand.
如果你要和保罗学的话,
if you are to learn with Paul,
当然你要学他的教训,
you have to learn his teaching.
但是保罗不只讲到教训,
but Paul did not only speak of teaching,
也讲到他的志向,
he also spoke of his
ambition.
It also spoke of his ambition.
后来讲到最后的时候,
and at the very end,
保罗特别讲到他所经过的逼迫和受过的许多的苦难,
he spoke of the persecution and suffering.
他告诉我们他所说的逼迫是何等的逼迫,
and his persecution was so great.
这是第一个4年,
that was the first 4 years.
然后第二次, 主又带他，圣灵又打发他出去,
and then the second time the Holy Spirit sent him out.
结果我们知道借着保罗福音就从欧洲就登陆了,
and we know that through Paul Europe received the gospel.
他不止走遍了小亚细亚,
not only did he walk throughout Asia Minor,
现在他要开始走遍整个半个的欧洲,
but now he's to travel throughout half of Europe.
然后他在特别在哥林多,
and then in Corinth,
我们知道说一年半之久,
for over a year and a half.
那这个时候不止教会诞生了,
not only was the church birth,
现在教会要慢慢地成长了,
but now it is to grow.
所以保罗就做建造的工作,
and Paul is doing a building work.
所以第二次环游的时候,
so in the second missionary journey,
你看见他的工作特别是在初信的人的身上,
his work was to the new believers.
第一次是福音,
first it was the gospel.
第二次是初信,
the second time is the new believer.
所以特别在哥林多,
so especially in Corinth,
他一住就是一年半之久,
he lived there one and a half years.
然后第三次环游步道,
and then in the third missionary journey,
他大部分的时间是在以弗所,
the majority of the time he spent in Ephesus.
我们看见这11年, 他实在是结果累累,
and in these 11 years he was so fruitful.
那一直我们等到读到临前临后的时候,
and when we read 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
我们才知道这11年,
then we know that these 11 years,
保罗学了多少的功课,
how many lessons did Paul learn.
我们只看见一棵树有多么大,
Many times we only see how great a tree is.
我们不知道它看得不见的部分就是根有多深。
We do not know that the invisible part, which are the roots, are how deep.
这11年,
Those 11 years,
保罗无论到哪里,
no matter where Paul went,
保罗不是个健康的人,
Paul was not a healthy man.
他等于是半个瞎子。
He was partially blind.
他从一个地方到另外一个地方,
from one place to another place.
你看见说那11年之久,
for 11 years.
如果我们读零前零后的话,
if we are to read 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
你就能从他的, 从这些书信里面,
and through these epistles,
我们能看见保罗学了多少的功课,
we can see how many lessons Paul learned.
他说从此以后不要有人来搅扰我。
He says, I do not want anybody to come bother me.
因为在我身上有耶稣的印记。
Because there is the sign of Christ on me.
他是个背十字架的人。
He is the one who bore the cross.
保罗没有用背十字架这几个字。
He did not use the word take up the cross.
但是在他的身上有耶稣的印记。
But on him, there was the sign of Christ.
哪里有耶稣的印记?
Wherever is that sign,
哪里就有十字架的印记?
Then you have the sign of the cross.
所以他说, 死在我身上发动。
He said that death works in me,
结果生就在你们身上,
but life in you.
这就是为什么保罗是那样的, 为什么保罗能结果累累?
That is why Paul was able to bear so much fruit.
因为他能把基督的生命分出去。
Because he was able to impart the life of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了,
if a grain of wheat does not fall into earth,
人永远是一粒,
it will always remain alone.
保罗如果坚持维持保持他原来的保罗,
if Paul wanted to insist to keep the original Paul,
保罗如果不肯经过剥夺，不肯接受破碎,
if he was not willing to be broken,
他永远是一粒,
forever he would be just a grain.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
你看见因着这个缘故,
because of this,
保罗也像他的主一样,
he was just like his Lord,
经过了生产的痛苦,
went through birth pains.
感谢主,
thank the Lord,
哥林多教会是他生的,
he birthed the church in Corinth.
许多时候我们以为生产的痛苦就在生的那个时候,
many times we think the birth pains are actually during birth.
一个真的做母亲的,
but a mother,
她可以做见证说,
can testify,
那个生产的苦难,
that the suffering of birth pain,
乃是做母亲的苦难里面也许是最轻微的一个苦难,
is probably the lightest of pains throughout all of her
suffering. 当你看见一个婴孩慢慢地长大,
when you see an infant grow up,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里有一种的苦难,
here is a suffering,
这就是十字架的工作,
and that is the work of the cross.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看教会不止诞生了,
the church was not only born,
你看见说像帖撒罗尼迦的教会,
just also the Thessalonica church,
是刚刚生下来的教会,
it was a newly born church.
保罗对他像母亲一样,
Paul was like a mother to him,
保罗也像父亲一样,
Paul was also like a father.
但是没有多久,
but soon,
因着他在哥林多的工作,
because of his work in Corinth,
他渐渐把教会从婴孩的时期就带到了少年的时期。
He brought the church from infanthood to youth.
婴孩的时候,
as an infant,
保罗好像在摇篮旁边一样,
Paul was like by the crib.
但是等到教会慢慢地长大以后,
but when the church grew up,
保罗就把教会就带到基督的学校里面。
Paul brought the church to the school of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你看见保罗写信给哥林多的教会,
when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
罗马的教会,
the church in Rome,
加拉太的众教会,
the church in Galatia,
你看见因着保罗的劳苦,
because of his hard work,
他对加拉太的人说,
he told the Galatians,
我为你们再一次受生产之苦,
I once again suffer the sufferings of travail,
好让基督能够成形在你们的里面,
so that Christ can be formed in you.
这就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见教会就渐渐地长大。
You see the church growing up.
保罗说,
Paul said,
像帖撒罗尼教会,
just like the church in Thessalonica,
乃是他的冠冕,
that is his crown.
他巴不得有一天教会能站立在神的面前。
He so desires that the church would one day stand before the Lord.
不止诞生,
not only being born,
成长,
But growing up,
最后也长成,
and then finally maturing,
那是保罗最大的冠冕,
that is Paul's greatest crown.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是解释了第二个十一年,
that explains the second 11 years.
这是丰收的十一年,
this is the years of harvest.
保罗说有一个刺刺在我身上,
Paul said there was a thorn upon my body,
叫他软弱,
made him weak.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 那他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
我什么时候软弱, 我什么时候就刚强。
That I am strong when I am weak.
那个解释在什么地方?
What's the explanation?
当保罗讲这个话已经是帖撒七哥林多后书第十二章了。
When he spoke those words, it was already 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
但是那个解释是在哥林多前书第一章的。
But the explanation for that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做钉十字架的基督呢?
What is the Christ that was nailed to the cross?
十字架对于犹太人说是软弱。
The cross to the Jews is weakness.
对于希利尼人说是愚昧。
To the Greeks, it's foolishness.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
宇宙中最大的能力。
The greatest power in the universe.
宇宙中最高的智慧。
The highest wisdom in the universe.
是在十字架上。
Is on the cross.
钉十字架的人不是最软弱的。
The person being crucified is not the weakest.
因为神的软弱比人要刚强。
Because God's weakness is stronger than man.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
保罗怎么侍奉？怎么侍奉神？
How did Paul serve God?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
讲到侍奉，
when you speak of
要完成神的旨意。
You need to accomplish.
完成神的旨意。
To accomplish.
要完成神所托付的工作。
You have to finish the work He's given.
神有工作给我们做的。
He has given us a work to do.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么完成神的工作？
How do you accomplish His work?
神的工作只有神自己可以做。
His work only God can work.
需要的智慧是神的智慧。
You need God's wisdom.
需要的能力是神的能力。
The wisdom, the power that is needed is God's power.
当然保罗需要能力，当然保罗需要智慧。
Of course, Paul needed power and wisdom.
否则他怎么能完成神的工作呢？
Or else, how could he accomplish God's work?
那个刺的目的。
The purpose of that thorn.
不是只是叫保罗软弱。
Is not only for him to be weak.
那个刺的目的。
The purpose of that thorn.
是叫神托付保罗的工作能够完成的。
Is so that the work that God gave to Paul could be accomplished.
不要忘记了弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers.
有一次有人问何寿文姊妹。
Once somebody asked Miss Barber,
我们到底怎样能为神做工?
How can we work for the Lord?
然后何姊妹怎么说呢?
How did Miss Barber answer?
她说为神做工的秘诀就是不为神做工。
Her answer was, to work for the Lord is to not work.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这不是叫我们懒惰。
It's not for us to be lazy.
神当然有工作要我们来完成的。
God has a work for us to accomplish.
但是问题在这里。
Here's a problem.
你怎么会有丰收?
How do you have a harvest?
你怎么会有结果?
How do you bear fruit?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当然需要智慧。
Of course you need wisdom.
当然需要能力。
Of course you need power.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见侍奉有一条路,
there is a way of service,
乃是十字架的道路,
and that is the way of the cross.
这一条路把我们带到软弱,
and this way brings us to weakness,
其实把我们带到刚强,
but actually brings us to strength.
我们经历一种的能力,
we experience a power,
叫做软弱的能力,
and that's the power of weakness.
这个十字架把我们带到愚昧,
this cross brings us to foolishness.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
这个愚拙乃是神的愚拙,
this foolishness is God's foolishness.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
只有在这个光景底下，
only under this condition,
神的工作终于完成。
Can God's work be accomplished?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
我们的主是我们的蓝图。
Our Lord is our blueprint.
主在十字架上怎么说呢？
What did our Lord say on the cross?
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
神托付他的工作完成了。
The work that God entrusted to him was finished.
等到有一天我们见主面的时候，
So one day when we see our Lord,
我们要交给主几个完成的工作。
We will give back to him certain works that have been done.
主说他成了。
The Lord said it's finished.
所有跟随他的人，
All those who follow him,
因着十字架的工作，
Because of the work of the cross,
有一天这些工作都要完成。
One day all of these works will be done.
你完成以后，
Once they're accomplished,
你觉得这不是我做的，
You'll feel that it's not I who did it.
我不可能做这样的工作。
I could not have done this work.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 你如果问保罗的话
if you ask Paul,
保罗一定会这样回答你。
Paul would answer this way.
但是我们从他第二个十一年
but in his second 11 years,
我们看见他是结果累累的。
We see that he was very fruitful.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是十字架把我们带到丰收的地步。
It is the cross that brings us to harvest.
因为这是生命的定律。
Because this is the law of life.
一粒麦子需要落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat must fall into the earth.
就结出许多的籽。
And then it will bear much fruit.
但是主对我们不只要丰收。
But the Lord does not only want harvest.
主对我们要的是果子长存。
The Lord also wants lasting fruit.
第一个十一年。
The first 11 years.
所有在第一个世纪在保罗服事的范围里面都蒙恩典。
All those in the first century under the sphere of Paul's work received grace.
保罗脚所踩过的地方。
Wherever Paul stepped.
许多人听见福音了。
Many people heard the gospel.
他们都蒙恩了。
They were saved.
你想想看弟兄姊妹。
Think about it, brothers and sisters.
这个丰收。
This harvest.
当然是很大的丰收。
Of course, was a great harvest.
我们所看到的。
What we see.
就是那个时候的工作。
We saw the work at that time.
等到了以弗所的时候。
When they arrived the time of Ephesians.
那个时候保罗说。
Paul said,
保罗说我要到哪里我要到哪我要到这个我要到我要到罗马去
Paul said, I will go to Rome.
他记得主的话
He remembered the Lord's word.
他知道整个福音的见证
He remembered the testimony of the gospel.
是从耶路撒冷开始
It began in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是起点不是终点
Jerusalem was the beginning point.
你不能因为耶路撒冷的祝福太大了你就永远不走了
You can't because the blessing in Jerusalem was so great that you would not leave it.
你看福音乃是从耶路撒冷然后到撒玛利亚然后一直到地极
The gospel started from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the world.
在那个时候到了罗马就到了地极
So at the end of the earth was Rome at that time.
所以保罗说我要到罗马去
So Paul said I'm going to Rome.
他写信给罗马的教会的时候
When he wrote to the church in Rome.
他说在这里只都在哥林多那一带
He said when I was here meaning Corinth,
再也没有可以传福音的地方了
There is no other place for me to spread the gospel.
福音已经通通传开了
The gospel has been preached throughout.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
在人类历史里面
In man's history.
除了保罗之外
Aside from Paul,
还有另外一个人说了类似的话。
Another person said the very similar words.
那就是 Alexander the Great, 就是亚历山大大帝。
And that was Alexander the Great.
他用两年的时间征服了那个时候的世界。
In 2 years' time, he conquered the world of that time.
等到他征服完世界以后
After he conquered the entire world,
他在帐篷里面哭了。
He was crying in his tent.
人问他说你为什么哭
They asked him, why are you crying?
他说从此以后再没有世界可以被我征服了。
Because from now on, there is no world left for me to conquer.
你看见吗
Do you see?
保罗能说同样的话
Paul can say the same words.
他为着福音的缘故
For the sake of the gospel.
这一代已经没有地方再可以传福音了
In this area, there's no more place to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他有一个心愿
He has a desire.
他要到罗马去
He wants to go to Rome.
他不只要到罗马
Not only go to Rome.
他也要到西班牙去
But go to Spain.
到西班牙不是那么简单的
It's not so easy to go to Spain.
因为西班牙那个时候讲的话不是拉丁的话
Because in Spain they didn't speak the Latin language.
所以保罗不能说我到西班牙就到西班牙了
Paul can't just say I'm going to go to Spain and I'll just go to Spain.
有的人说那次如果保罗的福音传到西班牙很快就到美国了
So many people say if he had preached the gospel to Spain maybe it would have arrived in the United States very quickly.
但是弟兄姊妹你要记得一件事
So you have to remember one thing.
所以保罗如果要去西班牙
If he were to go to Spain
他要也许在罗马要得着一个能翻译的人
maybe in Rome he needs to find a translator
或者保罗自己学西班牙的语言
or maybe in Rome he has to learn the language Spanish language
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and
sisters 你如果看整个的地中海
if you are to see the whole Mediterranean Sea
如果福音能够传到西班牙
if it could be the gospel can reach to Spain
那不只是罗马
not only Rome
那真的好像到了地的边缘一样
but it's as if it's at the fringes of the ends of the earth
这是保罗的胸
So this is his ambition.
他为自己没有所求。
He didn't ask anything for himself.
他要为每一寸的土地是为着赢得我们的主，是为着叫为着基督能够得着他们。
He wants to gain every inch of the earth.
为着基督的缘故。
For the sake of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 你看见他因着工作果效的缘故。
Because of the fruit of his labor.
他巴不得那个工作能到罗马能够到西班牙。
He wanted his work to reach out to Rome and Spain.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神听他的祷告。
The Lord listened to his prayer.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神也不听他的祷告。
The Lord also did not answer
his prayer. 神听他的祷告。
He answered his prayer.
他真的到了罗马。
He indeed went to Rome.
他告诉罗马的教会说
He told the church in Rome.
我巴不得能欢欢喜喜地到你们那里去
I want to joyfully come to you.
他没有想到
He never thought.
他是带着锁链到罗马去
That he went to Rome bound in chains.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
神的道路永远高过人的道路
God's ways are higher than man's ways.
神知道保罗有一个雄心
God knew Paul had an ambition.
那是神的雄心
And that is God's ambition.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们的雄心
Our ambition.
是为着我们自己
Is for ourselves.
那是应该被弃绝的
That should be forsaken.
但是保罗有个雄心
But Paul has a
ambition. 那个雄心是神的雄心
That ambition is God's ambition.
那个心意是神的心意
That will is God's will.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
神在保罗身上要继续的工作
God was to continue to work on the life of Paul.
神不只要保罗他是丰收的保罗
God does not want a Paul of harvest.
他要他的果子永远长存
But he wants his fruit to remain.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters, 因为这个缘故
For this reason,
神一面听他的祷告终于到了罗马
On one hand he answered the prayer he went to Rome.
他没有想到
But he never thought.
他是带着锁链一路往罗马去
That he went bound in chains.
你知道那一带的天气啊
You know that the climate over
there 这个风呢多半是西风的
The wind is a western wind
都是西风的
It is all the wind from the west
所以你看保罗如果有选择的话
So if Paul had a choice
他出门的话
When he goes out
如果是从东往西去的话
If he's going from the east to the west
他多半走路的
Most probably he will
walk. 很少坐船的
Very rarely will take a boat.
但是他每次从西边回来的时候
But every time going from the west to the east
他就坐船了
He'll take a boat.
因为一路都是顺风的
Because it is with the wind behind him.
换句话说
In other words
如果保罗能拣选的话
If Paul had a choice
他不会拣选逆着风来行走
He would not choose going against the wind.
但是最后一次到罗马去
But the last time he went to Rome
那不是他的拣选
It was not his choice.
一路上都是逆着风
He went against the wind.
不光是逆风
Not only against
the wind. 而且是台风
But it was a typhoon.
最后你知道保罗那只船就遇到船难了
And you know that his ship was shipwrecked.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
往罗马去的路
The road to Rome.
有一幅图画
There is a picture there.
保罗就好像他所坐的那个船一样
Paul is just like the ship that he took.
你看见没有
Do you see that?
整个的船破掉了
The entire ship was wrecked.
这也是主在保罗身上的工作。
This is also the work that upon Paul's life.
但是也许最叫保罗不容易明白的。
But probably the thing that Paul couldn't understand the most.
如果这双手
This pair of hands
是神借了二十年工作的结果。
If it is the result of the Lord's work for the past 20 years.
如果神不用这双手
If the Lord is not to use this pair of hands.
何必二十年的工作
Why work for the past 20 years?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当他写信给罗马教会的时候
When he wrote to the church in Rome.
他没有想到那个锁链
He didn't think about those chains.
他说我要回到耶路撒冷
He said I'm going to return to Jerusalem.
然后我要经过你们那里
And then I'm going to go by your place.
然后我要到西班牙去
Then I'm going to go to Spain.
在整个的蓝图里面
In the whole blueprint.
他所能看见前面的日子里面
And when he sees the days before him,
他看见神的工作
he sees God's work,
看见神的福音
he sees God's gospel.
整个福音如果能送到西班牙，你看有多么好呢
If the gospel can be preached to Spain, that would be so good.
那么多人蒙恩得救有多么好呢
So many people saved, so good.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗
Do you see?
他要把福音送到这些地方去
He wants to preach the gospel to these places.
他根本没有想到有锁链
He never thought of those chains.
但是我们知道
But we know
最后保罗失去了他的自由
At the very end he lost his freedom
你能够想到当保罗一个很活泼的人
You can think Paul, who was somebody very active,
忽然间失去他的自由，
suddenly losing his freedom.
就好像一个人忽然中风一样。
It's like somebody who just had a stroke.
一个人真的中有中风经历的人。
If somebody who has experienced a stroke,
他一定经过一段心里面的挣扎。
He would go through some turmoil in his heart.
本来这个人像鸟一样，翅膀能够到处飞翔的。
Before he was like a bird, he can fly anywhere.
现在整个的身体完全被限定。
But now the body is paralyzed and can't move.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当你真的经过这种情形的时候，
when you go through this condition,
当你看着你的伤口，
when you see your injury,
很少有人不可怜自己的。
Very few people don't find pity on themselves.
弟兄姊妹，因着你可怜自己，
because you pity yourself,
你这个人就慢慢往自己里面沉。
You start sinking within.
这就是今天我们所说的 depression.
This is what we call depression.
一个 depression 的人是慢慢慢慢地掉到自己的壳子里面去。
Somebody who is depressed falls into his own shell.
我们不知道保罗经过什么，
we don't know what Paul went through.
我们只知道保罗像你和我一样，
we just know Paul was like you and me.
保罗也有软弱的时候，
Paul had times of weakness.
圣灵没有告诉我们，
the Holy Spirit didn't tell us.
但是你从腓立比书书信，
but if you read the epistle to Philippians,
你从以弗所的书信，
if you read Philippians,
你能看出一点端倪出来。
You will see something there.
保罗经过一段挣扎的时间，
Paul went through a time of turmoil.
他起头也像我们一样，为什么？为什么？
He was asking why, why?
但是不要忘记，
but don't
forget, 因为保罗的习惯像玛利亚常常坐在主的脚前，
because he was used to sitting before the Lord's feet.
所以圣灵就对他解释了。
So the Spirit explained it to him.
慢慢慢慢保罗就明白了。
Slowly Paul understood.
所以不止保罗明白了，所有罗马的弟兄姊妹也明白了。
Not only did Paul understand, but all the brethren in Rome did too.
现在他要腓立比的教会也明白。
And even the church in Philippi understood too.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Now do you see?
保罗就像你和我一样。
Paul was like you and me.
当他现在忽然间被监禁了，
when suddenly he was bound,
他能做什么？
What can he do?
他带着锁链能在罗马做什么？
What can he do with chains and ropes?
尤其是一个有用的人。
Especially somebody who's so useful.
你知道一个没有用的人，
somebody who's useless.
带不带锁链都是一样的。
Whether he has chains or not, it doesn't matter.
但是有用的人，
but somebody who's
两双手很有用的人，
somebody who's useful, who has a useful
pair of hands. 现在带上锁链，
now he's bound.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
主到底有什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着保罗是一个常常在主脚前的人。
Because Paul was one who was constantly at the Lord's feet.
他能够听见圣灵的声音。
He can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
他能够听见圣灵的解释。
He can hear the explanation of the Spirit.
慢慢慢慢的，他里面就清楚了。
Slowly, it became clear.
现在从以弗所书里面。
From Ephesians,
我们很明显看见他有一个经历。
Clearly, we see an experience.
当他慢慢陷到他自己。
As he was falling into his own shell,
好像他都不能动了。
As if he was paralyzed.
这个监狱像什么呢？
What is this jail like?
好像蝴蝶还没有变成蝴蝶以前。
It's like a butterfly before it becomes a butterfly.
在整个成长的过程里面。
Throughout its growth process.
有一个东西叫做 cocoon， 叫做茧。
There is a cocoon.
在人来看。
In man's eyes,
现在什么都没有了。
Now there's nothing.
你看见吗？长到这个地方什么都没有了。
There's nothing there.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
如果那个生命是属天的生命。
But if that life is a life, a heavenly life.
这就保罗在哥林多书告诉我们，哥罗西书告诉我们。
That is what Paul tells us in Colossians.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
这个生命是一同藏在神那里的。
And that life is hidden in God.
这个生命是属天的生命。
It is a heavenly life.
而且是升天的生命。
And it is ascending life.
这个生命是蝴蝶的生命。
It is a butterfly life.
如果是蝴蝶的生命。
If it is a butterfly life.
现在你懂什么叫茧了。
Now you know what a cocoon is.
感谢主。
Thank you.
现在有一个属灵的突破。Breakthrough.
Now you have a spiritual breakthrough.
而那个属灵的突破。
And that breakthrough.
是在罗马监狱里面发生的。
Happened in the jails of Rome.
弟兄姊妹，保罗是个典型的犹太人。
Paul was a typical Jew.
犹太人，神所给他们的祝福是地上的，所有的祝福。
All the blessings on earth are given to the Jews.
所以神对于雅各说，你这虫雅各。
So that is why God spoke to Jacob and said, "You worm Jacob."
虫它的范围是什么范围？
What is the sphere of the worm?
它爬来爬去都是这两度的空间。
It crawls all over in the two-dimensional world.
它不知道什么叫做天。
It doesn't know what heaven is.
神把所有地上的祝福都给了犹太人。
All the earthly blessings have been given to the Jews.
所以你要小心，和犹太人做生意你要小心。
So be careful when you do business with Jews.
因为神把所有地上的祝福都给他。
Because all the earthly blessings are theirs.
所以你和他一同做生意，你口袋里钱可能就跑他口袋里面去了。
So if you do business with him, the money in your pocket will probably end up in his pocket.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你要记得
，remember，
本来保罗好像是虫一样。
Paul was like a worm.
他只是两度的空间。
He only had a two-dimensional view.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在你看见了吗？
Now you see.
因着那个升天的生命。
Because of that ascending life.
所以那个监狱。
That
prison. 好像 cocoon 一样。
It's just like a cocoon.
这个原来是成长过程里面的一个阶段。
So that is a segment of the growth process.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果你看见他从里面监狱里出来了。
And he came out of that cocoon.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
因为在以弗所书第一章那里，
In Ephesians chapter 1,
告诉我们说他在我们圣徒身上所显的能力有何等的浩大。
He says how great is the power. The power toward the saints.
那我们要记得这个能力是在基督耶稣身上的。
And we know that that power was in the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫他从死里复活。
So that he could rise from the dead.
叫他升到天上。
That he could ascend into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这个能力不只是死而复活的能力。
This power is not only a power of death and resurrection.
死而复活的能力叫我们丰收。
The power of death and resurrection allows us to have a harvest.
升天的能力。
But the ascending power.
是叫我们的果子长存。
Is that our fruit can last.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见保罗不光在监狱里面。
Paul not only was in prison.
他与基督一同坐在天上。
But he was also seated in the heavens.
他告诉我们他怎么跑到天上去的。
How did he end up in the heavens?
是升天的能力。
It is the power of ascension.
把他从他自己里面。
From within.
完全拯救出来。
Was saved him completely.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个时候他看见。
Then he saw.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是完全属天的。
The church is entirely heavenly.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
我们这些与基督一同坐在天上。
We who sit in the heavenlies with the Lord Christ.
所以难怪。
No wonder.
当我们读以弗所书跟哥罗西书的时候，
When we read Ephesians and Colossians，
你看见什么都是属天的。
Everything is heavenly。
现在什么都从天上往下面看着。
Everything you see from heaven downward。
你知道，所以保罗说万有都在主的脚下。
So Paul said that all is under the feet of the Lord。
这个叫做升天。
This is a power of ascension。
当你沮丧的时候。
When you are depressed,
什么东西都在你上面。
Everything is on top of you.
它完全几乎把你压垮了。
It's almost going to squash you.
但那个能力，
But that power
叫我们 far above all.
Is far above all.
超过一切。
Is far above all.
到时候所有都在我们的脚底下。
And then everything is subject under our feet.
这个叫什么？
What is this called?
这个叫做生，这个经历。这个能力乃是升天的能力。
This power is the power of ascension.
所以保罗一面在地上。
So on one hand he's on earth.
他也在天上。
But Paul is also
in the heavens. 在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if he were in heaven.
那个监狱就像天堂一样。
That prison was like heaven.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？这里有一个能力。
Here is a power.
这个能力把保罗带到了天上。
This power brought Paul to the heavens.
所以保罗的意象是属天的意象。
So Paul's vision was a heavenly vision.
难怪。
No wonder.
以弗所书哥罗西的启示圣经里面最高的。
The revelation in Ephesians and Colossians is the highest revelation of the Bible.
难怪腓立比书的经历是圣经里面最深的。
And no wonder the experience in Philippians is the deepest in the Bible.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
就在监狱的时候。
While in prison.
主开了保罗的眼睛。
The Lord opened Paul's eyes.
最重要的。
Most important.
那个升天的能力。
That power of ascension,
那个蝴蝶的生命，
that butterfly life,
现在叫保罗能像蝴蝶一样能够飞翔在空中，
enable Paul to fly in the air like a bird.
他现在把什么是教会报告给我们。
Now he can tell us what is the church.
这个史伯克弟兄有一次啊，到 F.B. Meyer 那里去做客。
Brother Sparks one day went to visit F.B. Meyer.
那么在他的 客厅里面，他看到一个东西，一个牌子。
And in his living room, he saw a plaque.
上面写 "Look down."
On the plaque, it said "Look down."
往下看。
Look down.
那这个史蒂文就非常不明白了。
And Brother Sparks didn't quite understand.
他说基督徒应该是要一直往上看，怎么往下看
？He said Christians should look up. Why are we looking down?
所以 Effie Meyer 告诉他。
So Effie Meyer said.
他说往上看，往下看，看你在什么位置。
Whether you are looking up or down depends on what your position is.
你如果与基督一同坐在天上
，If you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies,
所有的难处都在你脚底下。
All the difficulties are down at your feet.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是保罗的经历。
This is the experience of Paul.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget.
为什么这个能叫他的果子长存
？Why does this enable his fruit to last?
因为主耶稣说
，Because Jesus.
我们要积攒财宝在天上。
We should store our treasures in heaven.
那个财宝在地上，有的会被偷了，有的会毁坏的。
Some of the treasures on earth will be stolen.
现在我们明白，现在我明白了。
Now we understand.
当保罗与基督一同坐在天上的时候
，When we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies,
他很自然地把这些果子就存在天上。
Very naturally, this fruit is stored up in heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
等一等，你就看见。
Then you will see.
他在监狱里面所看见所学习的
What he learned and saw in prison
不只叫他自己有路
Not only enabled him to have a way
我们觉得保罗不会再进步了是不是
We say Paul couldn't improve anymore
他已经写了罗马书加拉太书临前临后
He already wrote Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians
他说神的旨意我通通告诉你们了
He said I already exposed all of
God's will 他都在这里了
It's all here
好像不可能再高了
It can't be any higher
但是稀奇的很
But quite amazing
你看保罗可以再进步
Paul can still improve.
今天侍奉者人最危险的一件事
The most dangerous thing for somebody who serves today
我们停止进步了
is that we stop improving.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
保罗很快就要寻到了
Paul was about to be martyred.
他还写信告诉提摩太说
And he wrote to Timothy
你把那些书卷带来
Bring those scrolls to me.
明天要上断头台，你今天还要看书吗
？Tomorrow you're going to the guillotine and you're still going to read books.
保罗他说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
He said I already ran the race.
现在保罗还有追求吗
？And he's still going to seek for something else.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
保罗永远是在赛跑场上的。
Paul forever was on the racetrack.
他永远向着标杆直跑。
Forever he was running towards the goal.
我们羡慕保罗的果子。
We admire his fruit.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
我们是不是像？他那样
But are we like him?
弟兄姊妹我们真的是我们以为不能再进步了
We thought we could no longer improve
复活的能力
The resurrection power
是我们丰收已经够满足了
Is already satisfied with that harvest
是升天的能力
But the power of ascension
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
叫我们所结的果子能够长存
Allows our fruit to last
现在保罗所看见的
Now what Paul saw
不止他自己有路
Not only did he have a way
而且全教会都有了
Now the entire church has a way
不要忘记
Don't forget
他如果保罗不坐监牢的话
If Paul was not in prison
他的工作是伟大的
Then his work was still a mighty one
第一个世纪福音可能就传到西班牙了
And maybe the first century the gospel would have been preached to Spain
后来大概福音还是传到西班牙
And we know that the gospel probably still.
你看谁还是纪念他的心愿
？Paul, the Lord still accomplishes.
不过主有他更高的道路。
But the Lord still had a higher way.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
保罗虽然戴上锁链
，Even though Paul was with chains,
虽然最后十一年。
In the last 11 years,
他一直在死亡的阴影底下。
He was under the shadow of death.
好像我们主在地上最后的半年。
As just like our Lord in his last half a year.
主对门徒们说。
Our Lord spoke to the disciples.
我们上耶路撒冷去。
Let us go to Jerusalem.
那条路。
And that way.
是十字架的道路。
Is the way of the cross.
那条路。
That way.
不只带给我们丰收。
Not only does it bring harvest.
那条路。
That way.
也叫果子能够长存。
Enables the fruit to remain.
弟兄姊妹。你看见这就是十字架与丰收十字架与果子长存的关系
This is the relationship between the cross and harvest and the cross and lasting
fruit 所以侍奉的道路
So the way of service
乃是十字架的道路
Is the way of the cross
谁真的愿意走这条路
Who desires to walk this way
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
结果他有结果累累
that person will bear much
fruit. 而且他的果子要长存。
And his fruit will remain and last.
我昨天晚上没有时间讲盖恩夫人。
Last evening, I wasn't able to speak of Madame.
这个弟兄姊妹提醒我，我昨天忘记讲了。
And a brother reminded me that I forgot about it yesterday.
这个债我一定要还给你们的。
So that's a debt that I need to repay you.
我们大家都知道盖恩夫人是个学十字架功课的。
We know that Madame Guyon was one who learned the lesson of the cross.
宾路易师母也讲十字架。
Jesse Penn Lewis also spoke of the cross.
宾路易师母是重在十字架的道。
But Jesse Penn Lewis, her emphasis was on the way.
The word.、
Oh, I'm sorry, on the word.
但是甘依夫人是拣选十字架。
But Madame Guyon was choosing the cross.
因着她坐在主的脚前。
Because she sat before the Lord.
圣灵提醒她。
The Holy Spirit reminded her.
这是主为你预备的。
This was prepared to you by the Lord.
她就从主的手里接过来。
So she received it from the Lord's hand.
所以她懂得什么叫背十字架。
So she understood what it meant to take up the cross.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们已经说过了。
We said.
她从结婚的时候只有十六岁。
She was married at the age of 16.
二十八岁就守寡了。
And at 28, she was a widow.
这十二年。
These 12 years.
她学了许多的功课。
She learned many lessons.
就这十二年的功课叫我们读她的传记读不下去的。
And these 12 years make us not want to read her biography.
所以我们很多人就不知道后来主怎么用盖恩夫人。
So many of us don't know how the Lord used Madame Guyon.
但是感谢主。
But
她在家里面做家庭主妇所有经过的没有一样东西是浪费的。
But everything she experienced as a housewife was not a waste.
她在主面前所学的
what she learned before the Lord
远远超过许多人在神学院里面所学的
far surpassed that which was learned by many in seminary.
我昨天晚上说过我不要再说了
Last evening I said it already.
她最后的一段时间
her last
或者这样说当她后来主要打到日内瓦去
when she was going to Geneva
结果就在那个附近不在日内瓦就日内瓦在法国了这一带附近
but she was in the surrounding area of Geneva
结果主大用她
the Lord used her
后来教会就嫉妒她了
and then the church was jealous of her
就把她送回到巴黎去
sent her back to Paris
她做了两次的监牢
she was in prison twice
她虽然在十二年里面所学的
Even though she,
在十二年里面所学到
even though what she learned in 12 years,
结果那个影响大到一个地步
it influenced her so much.
这个巴黎附近有一个很大的凡尔赛宫
There's the Versailles near Paris.
这是欧洲最大的皇宫
This is one of the greatest palaces in Europe.
这是路易十四所盖的那个大的皇宫。
This was built by Louis the 14th.
你能想到在这个皇宫里面所有的妇女她们的道德的情形是什么样的情形
You can see how morally all the women in here would be.
但是很稀奇。
But quite amazing.
因着盖恩夫人的书。
But because of the book of Madame Guyon.
结果她们受了很大的影响。
They were influenced.
所以第一次她从监牢里面出来还是皇后在那里说话的。
The first time that she left prison, it was actually the queen who spoke.
为因为这个原因她才出来的。
That is the reason why she was released from jail.
所以你知道，在宫里面她的影响很大很大。
So she had much influence in the palace.
但是后来他们最后还是被最后我们知道说她还是被判了刑的。
But at the end, she was sentenced.
两次放在监牢里面。
Twice she was imprisoned.
那这两次坐监牢。
Twice when she was in prison.
是罗马教会给这个审判的结果，然后交给国家来执行的。
So it was the Roman Church who sentenced her and reached a verdict and gave it to the state to carry out the sentence.
路易十四是整个法国历史里面最专制的皇帝。
Louis XIV was the most
absolute.
Tyrant in Europe.
他说 I am the state, 我就是国家。
He said, I am the state.
他比盖恩夫人刚好大十岁。
He was 10 years older than Madame Guyon.
而盖恩夫人一生都在路易十四的影子底下。
And Madame Guyon's life was in the shadow of Louis the 14th.
到了最后把他放在欧洲最糟糕最糟糕的监狱里面。
And she was sent to the worst prison in Europe.
那个根本不是人过的日子。
A human being could not live there.
七年以后被放出来了。
7 years later, she was released.
然后路易十四要她签字。
And Louis XIV wanted her to write down.
意思就是说，你不可以告诉别人你在监狱里面受了多少的苦。
She had to say that she could not. She had to agree to not to say what she suffered in prison.
还有从现在开始要完全封口了。
And she also had to agree never to open her mouth again.
所以从那以后开始，她就搬到另外一个地方和她儿子住在一起。
And then she left and lived with her son somewhere else.
大概69岁、70岁的她就被主接去了。
And she was taken to be with the Lord at the age of 69 or 70.
在她的感觉里面
，in her own feeling，
主不会再用她。
The Lord would never use her again.
但是她是个学十字架功课的。
But she was one who learned the lesson of the cross.
她一点都没有挣扎。
She did not fight within.
一点都没有奋斗。
She did not struggle.
两次的监狱。
Twice in prison.
你看看她所写的诗歌。
You see the hymns that she wrote.
你唱唱她所写的诗歌。
If you sing the hymns that she wrote.
你就知道她在监狱里面学了什么样的功课。
You can see what lessons she learned in prison.
到了最后。
At the very end.
她应该是最有用的时候。
When she was most useful.
结果根本没有用。
Then she was useless.
她好像完全被摆在一边了。
As if she was cast aside.
但是稀奇的很。
But quite amazing.
就在那个时候。
At that time,
他的书就到了世界其他的地方。
Her book reached throughout the whole world.
结果在天主教的圈子以外，这本书不知道帮助了多少神的儿女。
And it helped many people outside of the Roman Catholic Church.
当然，甘云夫人是知道的。
Of course, Madame Guillaume.
有的知道，有的不知道。
She knew, and she also did not know.
她有一件是不知道的。
One thing she did not know.
她不知道对中国有些什么样的贡献。
She did not know how much she helped China.
我不知道她心中有没有想到中国。
I don't know if she thought of China.
但是很稀奇。
But quite amazing.
在神的主宰里面。
In God's planning.
Sovereignty. 你看见有一件很稀奇的事情发生。
There is something very amazing that happened.
大概就是在尼弟兄得救的那个前后。
Right when Brother Ni came to know the Lord, during that time,
在中国有一班年轻人中间
，there was a group of young people in China.
他们有个热潮，他们要到法国去留学。
They had a fervent desire to go to France to study.
那么因为没有钱，所以他们一边做工一边读书的。
And because they didn't have money, they worked and studied at the same time.
所以就在尼弟兄得救的前几一两年。
So before Brother Ni was saved, 2 years before he was
saved. 中国有一批最优秀的年轻人。
The very very useful Chinese
他们就、
young people
他们就到了法国
they went to France
因为巴黎太贵
because Paris was too expensive
所以他们都到了甘云夫人住的那个地方
so they went to where Madame Guillaume lived
那个叫 Montagis
and that is called Montagis
甘云夫人一共住了30年之久
Madame Guillaume lived in Montagis for 30 years
所以我们可以说甘云夫人从那里长大的
and so we can say Madame Guillaume grew up there
但是没有想到这么多的年纪几百个这个年轻人就通通就来了 Montagis
and hundreds of these young people came to this area
现在历史告诉我们说
now history tells us
中国在1950有一个很大的变动
in 1950 in China there was a very big change
今天的中国
Today's China
和当时的年轻人有完全的关系
has all to do with the young people of that time
那些特别在甘云夫人的故乡长的这个读书的那一班人
especially those who studied where Madame Guillaume was
我如果把那些名字给大家大家都很清楚
if I were to give you the names you'd be very clear
两个最有名的名字
two famous people
一个是周恩来
one is 周恩来
还有一个是邓小平
one is 邓小平
他们就是在那里长大的
they grew up in that area
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这是偶然的一件事吗
is this just coincidence
当然主知道
of course the Lord
有一天在中国会有一个大的变动
one day in China something great would happen
但是问题在这里
but here's the problem
基督徒怎么迎接这个大的变动呢
how would Christians receive this big change
稀奇的很
quite amazing
就在这个大的变动还没有来到以前
before this great change
没有想到
you never thought
甘云夫人她的传记叫做馨香的墨药那是摘要其实是
Madame Guillaume's biography, Sweet Smelling Myrrh.
结果在整个的中国就很多人就看了不管懂不懂他们都看了。
Many people in China read that book.
我们相信等到我们见主面的时候。
We believe when we meet our Lord.
我们才知道。
Then we will know.
这一本书给神的儿女带来有多少的帮助。
How much help this book gave to those brothers and sisters.
恐怕在中国 读的最多的最多的一本的书应该就是盖恩夫人的馨香的模样。
And maybe the sweet smelling myrrh, this book from biography of Madame Guillaume was probably the most read book in China.
神就借着这些书来预备许多神的儿女。
And God used this book to help many of the children of God.
盖恩夫人和中国怎么会有这个关系呢？
How did Madame Guillaume have a relationship with China?
盖恩夫人在那十二年学功课的时候，
When she learned lessons in those 12 years,
她好好的学，
She learned well.
她真的真的愿意拣选主，她愿意讨主的喜悦。
She wanted to please the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
结果你看见，
Then you see,
她所结的果子，
The fruit that she bore,
不光是丰收的，不光那个时候的人得到她的帮助，
Not only at that time did the people receive help,
连远在中国的，
But even as far as China,
你看见主知道将来要发生什么样的事，
Because the Lord knew what was going to happen,
主老早预备好他的儿女，
And the Lord prepared his children.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 许多时候当我们经过最艰难的环境的时候，
Many times when we go through the most difficult time,
如果我们真的学了盖恩夫人的功课，
If we learn the lesson of Madame Guillaume,
你就能听见圣灵的解释，
Then you can hear the explanation of the Bible.
最艰难的道路，
The most difficult way,
最难熬的日子，
The most difficult time,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你能从主那里得着安慰，
you can receive the comfort from the Lord.
所以我们看见说，
Now we see,
这个果子，
this fruit
不是普通人看得见的，
is not fruit that normal people see.
所以感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
你看见主在爱他的人身上，
the Lord on those who he loves,
他从来不浪费他的工作，
he never wastes his work.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
那十二年你会想到丈夫为难她，妻子这个婆婆还有佣人为难她。
In those 12 years, she was wronged by her husband, by her children, by her maidservants.
但是问题，她学了功课。
But she learned a lesson.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在她的身上。
In her life.
你讲到盖恩夫人。
When you speak of Madame Guillaume.
你一定讲到与主同在。
You speak of being in the presence of the Lord.
你不会想到侍奉的。
You never think of service.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
盖恩夫人是神有用的器皿。
Madame Guillaume was a useful vessel.
因为我们有许多人就得到她的帮助。
Many of us have been helped by her.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们说，这就是我们看见十字架与丰收和果子长存有什么样的关系。
This is how we see the relationship between the cross and harvest and the cross and lasting fruit.
那保罗在监狱里面这个经历，
The experience of Paul in prison.
这个苦难，
this suffering,
我们称它做建设性的苦难。
This is a constructive suffering.
我们知道有的苦难，
some suffering,
是管教性，是 discipline,
is actually disciplinary.
我们错了，
we're wrong.
结果主管教我们，矫正我们，
therefore God disciplines us. God corrects us.
这个叫做这个管教性的苦难。
This is a disciplinary suffering.
那刚才我们所说的苦难，
The suffering that we just mentioned,
是成长的痛苦。
It is,
pain, it is growing pain.
It is growing pain.
从一个阶段到另外一个阶段。
From one section to another section.
弟兄姊妹，从丰收一直到果子长存。
From harvest to lasting fruit.
你看，这是主在我们身上的工作。
Here we see the Lord's work.
这是一面。
That's one hand.
还有一面，
But on the other hand,
还有一种的苦难，
There's another suffering.
叫做防止性的苦难。
It is a preventative suffering.
这怎么说呢？
What does that mean?
你知道保罗后来回到耶路撒冷。
You know, Paul went back to Jerusalem.
结果他就碰到雅各，碰到耶路撒冷这班弟兄姊妹。
And he met those brothers in Jerusalem.
然后你记不记得这个雅各对保罗怎么说呢？
And what did James say to Paul?
但保罗对雅各说，他说兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万。
He said to him, look at how tens of thousands of Jews have believed.
那不止三千人，
Not only 3,000,
不止五千人，
Not only 5,000,
现在好几倍，好几万人，
Tens of thousands.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
犹太人信主这是件不容易的事。
For a Jew to believe is not easy.
今天有没有人告诉我，在耶路撒冷有好几万犹太人信主的？
Is there somebody who can tell us that there are tens of thousands of people?
这当然是，当然是你的工作，当然是你的工作。
Of course, it's the work of the
Lord. 你能说雅各的工作不是圣灵的工作吗？
Are you going to say that the work of James is not the work of the Lord?
你能说这个工作不是很重要的工作吗？
Can't you say that's a very important work?
保罗从哥林多来。
Paul came from Corinth.
保罗从安提阿来。
Paul came from Antioch.
保罗没有去过，那个时候还没有去过罗马。
Paul hadn't arrived in Rome yet.
圣经没有告诉我们哥林多的教会有多少人。
The Holy Spirit didn't tell us how many people were in the church.
也没有告诉我们安提阿教会有多少人。
Didn't tell us how many people were in Antioch.
就好像我们想知道主耶稣那个时候拿撒勒村子到底有多大。
It's as if we want to know how great, how big Nazareth was.
圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible never told us.
但是考古学能告诉我们。
But archaeology can tell us.
你看附近的坟墓，你就可以知道那个时候大概有多少人。
If you look at the cemeteries, you can see how many people there are.
如果你到我哥林多的话
，If you go to Corinth,
那哥林多的房子它一定的结构的。
Houses in Corinth have a structure.
所以，然后根据圣经里面的记载
，and according to the biblical account,
在哥林多有哪些人
？You have how many people?
然后再加上那个考古学者所给我们的
，and then if you add some archaeology,
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 哥林多的教会最多是200个圣徒。
The church in Corinth at the most had 200 saints.
100到200那顶天了。
At the most, 100 to 200 saints.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
在安提阿我们知道是四种人合在一起聚会的。
And in the church of Antioch, you had four different types of people
meeting together. 有犹太人。
You had Jews.
有当地的人。
You have the natives.
还有其他的人，反正四种人合在一起聚会的。
Four different types of people meeting together.
所以安提阿的教会是很重要。但是不要忘记，它大概也是100个到200个人。
The church in Antioch was also very important, but also all contained about 100 to 200 saints.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
虽然人数不多
even though they didn't have many people,
每个教会都是活的。
But each church was a living church.
你看见吗？安提阿就是因为这个巴拿巴把保罗找出来了。
And it is because in Antioch, Barnabas sought out Paul.
他只要一年之久
within 1 year,
不得了，弟兄姊妹。
It was a great wonder.
马上安提阿就看出整个的改变出来。
Antioch was changed.
因为安提阿人喜欢给人起绰号，给一些 nickname.
Because Antioch loves to give nicknames to people.
所以他们看见有些新的事情发生了。
So when they saw this new thing happening,
他们要给一些 nickname, 要给一些绰号。
They wanted to give more nicknames.
那这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人不可能是犹太教中的一支啊。
These aren't a branch of Judaism.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
你看见说这些人他们是跟随主耶稣的。
These are followers of Jesus.
主耶稣基督怎样他们也怎样。
However Jesus Christ is, that is how they are.
所以门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
So the first time when the disciples were called Christians, it was at Antioch.
这是保罗的工作。
That's the work of Paul.
你看你很清楚的。
Very clear.
因为保罗一开始就是生命的工作。
Because that was a work of life.
你能知道说安提阿不一定人很多的。
You might say that there were not many people in Antioch.
哥林多也不是很多的。
Not many saints in Corinth.
以弗所也不是很多的。
Not many saints in Ephesus.
虽然以弗所是很重要的地方。
Even though Ephesus was a very important place.
保罗连讲道都是借着推拉努的学房的。
Paul even had to borrow a school to preach.
所以我们就知道说那个地方我们知道说并不是像我们所想象的可能很刚开始的没有那么多的人。
So at the beginning it wasn't that many people.
但是每一个教会都是活的。
But all every church was alive.
现在保罗来到了耶路撒冷。
Now Paul arrived in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当他听见报告说。
When he heard the report.
你看耶路撒冷教会有几万人。
You see, the church in Jerusalem had tens of thousands of people.
如果你看外面的果效的话。
If you look at the outward fruit.
你会问一个问题。
You're going to ask a question.
我的工作是不是失败了？
Is my work a failure?
你能够说耶路撒冷工作不是圣灵的工作吗？
Are you going to say that the work in Jerusalem is not the work of the Holy Spirit?
请大家记得。
Remember.
在教会历史里面。
In the church, history of the church.
第一个 mega church.
The first mega church.
是耶路撒冷的教会。
Is the church in Jerusalem.
今天人认为2000人以上的就算 mega church.
Today people think that if you have over 2000 people, that's a mega church.
在美国有几百个。
And there's a couple hundred
在新加坡有好几个。
There are many in Singapore.
当你看见那么多人的时候。
When you see that many people.
有一次我到新加坡去参观呢。
When I went to visit in Singapore.
他们特别让我们参观那个厕所。
They let me visit the bathrooms.
他说这个厕所是为了电影明星设计的。
And they said that this bathroom was structured for Hollywood movie stars.
你知道我看见那个厕所，我觉得自己惭愧的很呐。
When I looked at that bathroom, I felt ashamed.
我家里厕所离太远了。
My bathroom at home cannot compare with this bathroom.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你懂得，你明白那个 impact， 你明白那个冲击吗
？Do you understand that impact？
保罗现在回到了耶路撒冷。
Paul returned to Jerusalem.
然后雅各告诉他，你看他们信主的犹太信主有。好几万
and James told them that there are tens of thousands of people who have accepted the Lord.
所以你能知道那个震撼力到底有多大。
So you can see that great impact.
但下面有一句话。
But then another word.
他们都为律法热心。
They were zealous for the law.
是个 mega church.
It was a mega church.
这一点都不错的。
No doubt about it.
都相信耶稣基督也是不错的。
They believe in Jesus Christ, yes.
但是他们个个都为律法而生。
But every single one of them was zealous for the law.
好，保罗，现在你为着要讨好他们。
So for you to please them, Paul.
叫你的工作更有果效。
So that your ministry can be even more, bear more fruit.
你无论到哪里。
No matter where you go.
很多的犹太人都会进来的。
Many Jews will come in.
你们这样把所有的门都关掉了。
Now you have closed all the doors.
你从工作的果效来说。
So in terms of the fruit of your work.
你应该放聪明一点。
You need to be smarter.
所以后来他就听了他们的劝告。
So he listened to them.
所以他和另外四个人就等着祭司来献祭。
And he with four others, he waited for the priest for their offering.
保罗可以等。
Paul can wait.
这一次我们的神不能够等。
But our God could not wait.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶路撒冷的教会。
Because the church in Jerusalem.
不要忘记，他们是蒙恩得救都不错。
Yes, they were all saved.
讲到教会的时候
When you speak of the church,
很自然的人就跟随了传统
Very naturally you follow tradition
那个传统力量不知道有多大
That power of tradition is so strong
你知道彼得后来作假也是因为传统的缘故
And Peter became a hypocrite because of tradition
那弟兄姊妹保罗曾经抵挡过彼得因着他与福音的真理不合
Paul opposed Peter to his face because he was not faithful
那如果现在保罗也真的等着献祭的话
But if now Paul is to wait to be the offering
那教会没有路了
Then the church has no
way 你懂我的意思吗
Do you understand?
因为在耶路撒冷
Because in Jerusalem
在大家的感觉里面
In people's feelings
耶路撒冷这般信耶稣的人
These who believe in Jerusalem
教会不过是犹太教的一支而已
The church actually is but a branch of Judaism
你看这个有一个好处
This is actually a good point.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为犹太人是皇帝的好朋友。
Because the Jews were the good friends of the emperor.
所以他们可以不要拜偶像的。
So they didn't have to worship idols.
他们不受逼迫的。
And they weren't persecuted.
所以如果教会是在犹太教的保护伞底下的话。
So if the church is under the protection of the umbrella of Judaism.
结果就不需要付代价了。
Then they don't have to pay a price.
结果一切都变得非常容易。
Everything is easy.
那如果这样教会的成长就越来越发达了。
So then the church can grow quickly.
如果就是几万。
And if it's tens of thousands,
那么在安提亚也可能很快也是几万。
And maybe Antioch will become tens of thousands.
就是工作来讲，你看这不是越来越快，越来越快吗
？As to the work, doesn't this mean it's quicker and quicker?
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
人能够等，保罗能够等，
Paul,
神不能够等。
Paul can wait, but God cannot.
神知道，如果神不拦住保罗的话
，God knew if He did not stop.
如果神不用锁链把保罗监禁住的话
，If He did not bind Paul with chains.
那一点的希望都没有。
Then all hope would be lost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，慢慢慢慢，你看见教会就变成犹太教的一支。
Slowly you would see that the church would have become a branch of Judaism.
请大家记得。
Remember.
传统的力量不知道有多大。
The power of tradition is very strong.
很少有人能胜过传统的力量。
Very rarely can you overcome the power of tradition.
只有一种的能力叫我们能胜过传统的。
Only one power allows us to overcome tradition.
那是升天的能力。
And that is the power of ascension.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
今天地球的力量那么大。
Here, the power on the earth is so great.
这个就好像传统的力量一样。
It is just like the power of tradition.
你一定跟随传统的。
You have to follow tradition.
但是不要忘记主的话怎么说。
Don't forget, what does the Lord say?
新酒要装在新皮袋里面。
New wine needs to be put in new wine skin.
犹太教是旧皮袋。
Judaism is old wine
skin. 因为旧的很方便。
Because it's old, it's very easy.
连祷告都不需要。
You don't even have to pray.
他们有长老，我们也可以有长老。
If they have elders, we have elders.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
因为这个你连受引导都不需要。
So you don't even have to
你连祷告都不需要。
You don't even have to pray.
所以因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
弟兄姊妹，你看这一次神做了一件很特别的事。
God did something very special.
这个苦难叫做防止性的苦难。
This suffering is called preventative suffering.
不光是防止保罗自己受损失。
Not only did it prevent Paul from loss.
也防止全教会受损失。
But it prevented the church from loss.
如果那次神没有监禁他。
If God did not bind Paul at that time.
非常可能。
Most probably.
新酒真的就装在旧皮袋里面了。
That new wine would have be put in old wineskin.
教会历史写教会历史人告诉我们。
Those who write church history tell us.
你看整部教会的历史。
If you look at the history of the church.
一点都没有错。
No doubt about it.
我们的主老早预言两件事。
Our Lord already prophesied two things.
一件，教会有一天要世俗化，要世界化的。
One day the world, the church is going to become secularized.
另外一个教会要犹太化的。
The other one is church is going to be Judaized.
所以那些教会历史学家告诉我们。
So those experts in church history tell us.
他说你看看整个的教会历史。
He says, look at all of the church history.
马丁路德起来以后，当然就有两个局面了。
After Martin Luther arose, and there are two facets.
罗马代表罗马天主教。
Rome, the Roman Catholic.
日内瓦代表马丁路德、加尔文他们怎样被读兴起来的。
And Geneva represented Calvin and Luther.
如果你注意罗马天主教的话。
If you were to pay attention to the Roman Catholic.
他们最重要的是望弥撒。
The most important for them is the Mass.
望弥撒的时候。
And during the mass,
你看有人像祭司一样。
Many are like priests.
望弥撒，你好，有人进到圣殿里面一样。
When you are at the mass, it's like you're going into the holy place.
犹太教有两个 system.
Judaism has two systems.
一个叫做 temple system, 一个叫圣殿的系统。
One is called the temple system.
还有一个叫做会堂的系统。
The other one is the sanctuary system.
No, the synagogue
system.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget,
因为他们被裸了以后
because they were held taken
没有圣殿了
there was no longer
所以他们就在一起读主的话
so they gathered together to read the word
所以他们告诉我们说
so they told us
这个 temple system 主要是祭司的体系
so the temple system has to do with the high priest
而所谓的会堂的系统其实是先知的体系
and the synagogue system has to do with prophets.
Prophetic system
has to do with the prophetic system.
所以你看，这是两个系统的。
So you have two different systems.
那么马丁路德他们起来改革以后
，So after Martin Luther rose up,
你看不见望弥撒，看不见圣殿那一套。
You no longer see the mass.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget.
现在在这个日内瓦这个环境里面
，Near in the surroundings of Geneva.
那最重要的不是望弥撒。
The most important wasn't the mass.
最重要的就是神的话。
The most important was God's word.
每个礼拜天，大家一定要来到礼拜堂来做礼拜。
Every Sunday, everybody had to gather into the church to meet.
所以他们写历史的人告诉我们。
So historians tell us.
你看今天整个的基督教。
All of Christianity today.
你如果要追它的根的话
，If you are to seek for its roots,
他说应该是回到犹太教去。
You have to go back to Judaism.
我多说一点。
I'm going to say a little bit more.
有一个研究 Free Church history 的历史学家。
There is one who a historian who studied Free Church history.
所谓的 Free Church 就是从安利甘教会里面离开的那一班弟兄姊妹。
The Free Church are those brethren who left the Anglican Church.
那有一班的人是 Methodist.
Some are Methodist.
还有就是浸信会。
Some are Baptist.
还有长老会。
Some are Presbyterians.
那尤其长老会这些人都是 Reformed, 都是跟随加尔文。
And many of those Presbyterians are Reformed after Calvin.
那加尔文在敬拜这件事上最彻底的。
And Calvin was the most accurate in terms of worship.
他觉得应该把过去所有巴比伦东西通通要不要了。
He said that all the stuff in Babylon had to be cast off.
所以他反对 liturgy 的，有时候 liturgy 这些东西。
He was against liturgy.
那么但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
慢慢的，因为人跟随传统。
But because people follow tradition.
所以礼拜天一定要来做礼拜。
So on Sunday you have to come and worship.
来到一起一定有个 program.
And you always have a program.
还有所谓的 liturgy.
And then you have the liturgy.
那么这样的话呢，你就知道说，哎，这就是所谓的教会了。
And then that is the church.
那么这个 historian 怎么说呢
？So what did this historian say?
他说这个 free church.
He said that this free church.
他们这样做。
The way they do things.
因为他们的母亲是英国 England.安利甘教会就是英国国家教会。
And because their mother is the Anglican Church.
他的祖母是罗马天主教。
Their grandmother is the Roman Catholic.
他说他的曾祖母是犹太教。
And the great grandmother is Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
大家明白吗
？Do you understand？
整个教会历史给我们看见。
All of church history tells us.
人根本不可能脱离传统的。
Man cannot deliver themselves from tradition.
迟早有一天人要回到传统里面去的。
Sooner or later we return to tradition.
除非有一个能力。
Unless there's a power.
那个能力是升天的能力。
That ascending power.
给你看见说教会乃是基督的身体。
To show you that the church is the body of Christ.
而这个是新的皮带。
And this is new wine.
它是完全属天的。
It is all heavenly. family.
它不是犹太教的一支。
It is not a branch of Judaism.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在大家明白吗？
Now do you understand?
教会回到犹太教去。
The church when it returns to Judaism.
这就是哥林启示录二章三章那里面所预言的。
This is what is prophesied in Revelation 2 and 3.
非常清楚的。
Very clear.
那教会的路在哪里？
So where is the way of the church?
我们今天还有路吗？
Do we have a way?
所有爱主的人还有路吗？
Those who love the Lord, do they have a way?
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你看见没有？
逼
着保罗他被监禁了
because Paul was bound
他学了他的功课
he learned his lesson
神拦住他把我们往那个方向去
God stopped him from going that direction
结果他在监狱里面的时候
so while he was in prison
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
现在你看见不止他看见光
not only did he see light
主也给他话
he also, the Lord gave him a word
教会是基督的身体
the church is the body of Christ
27年前在大马的路上他已经看见了
he already saw that 27 years ago on the road to Damascus
你看见了光
when you see the light
你看见了异象
when you see the vision
你跟从主
you follow the Lord
全世界只有你一个人是属灵的
only you and the whole world is spiritual
现在问题在这里
now is the question
你的异象是什么异象
what is that vision
如果你真的看见教会是基督的身体的话
if you see the church is the body of Christ
就不可能只有保罗一个人看见
it is impossible that Paul was the only one who saw it
那别人怎么能看见的呢
but how do others see it
这就需要主的话
then you need the Lord's word
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
27年以后
27 years later
跟着保罗一样一样的学
because Paul learned item by item
他的生命丰富到一个地步
his life was so rich
现在主说我放心了我可以把这些话给保罗
the Lord said I am satisfied I will give these words to Paul
所以弟兄姊妹亮光异象是27年前的
The light, the vision was 27 years ago
但是那些话是在监狱里面主给他
But the word was given while he was in prison
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
当你读到以弗所的时候
When you read Ephesians
你看见说这里面实在是很透亮的
You see it is so transparent
他不光只是看见头在天上
Not only did he see the head in the heavens
不光身体在地上
The body on earth
不光宇宙性的
Not only universal
不光是地方性的
Not only local
这大马色路上他都看见了
He saw that in the road to Damascus
他个人可以走这条路
He could walk that way
但是要教会得到建造
But for the church to be built,
他不能跟一个人走的
He couldn't just walk that way by himself
他需要主需要把话给他
The Lord had to give him a word
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
你看见现在主把话给他
Now the Lord gave him a word
感谢主弟兄姊妹现在你看见他给我们看见教会乃是基督的身体
Now we see the church is the body of Christ
教会是完全属天的
It is completely heavenly
是地根本摸不到的
The earth cannot touch it
但是另一面
But on the other
到了第二章
When it reached
这个教会又是在地上的
the church is on earth
因为只有在地上才有外邦人跟犹太人
because only on earth do you have the Gentiles and the Jews
这个 distinction
you have that distinction
十字架已经废掉了那个 distinction
because the cross has done away with the distinction
现在我们要渐渐地成为主的圣殿
so now we will be his temple
这是第二章
That is the chapter
到了第三章
chapter 3
给我们看这个原来就是神永远的旨意
It shows us that it is God's eternal purpose
是在他儿子里面所定的旨意
And it is the purpose established in his son
第一章神在他自己里面定了一个旨意
In the first chapter he established his own will
那个旨意简单来说是基督
Simply speaking that will is Christ
现在他在基督里面所定的旨意就是教会
So in Christ that will that is determined is the church
那个为什么呢
Why?
要借着教会
Through the church
叫神叫这个天上执政的掌权的
So that all the authorities in the heavens
就那些 angel 那些天使
And all the angels
他们能够明白神百般的智慧
So that they can understand the manifold grace the manifold wisdom of the Lord
亲爱的 with God,
of God
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这就是神的心意
This is God's heart
到了第四章
In chapter 4
保罗说我这为基督被囚的劝你们
Paul said I am the one who is imprisoned
他说 I'm a prisoner, I am the prisoner of the Lord
He says I am the prisoner of the Lord
他没有说 I am the prisoner of the emperor 他没有这样说
He did not say he was a prisoner of the emperor.
不错，是犹是因为犹太人他被放在监牢里面。
Yes, because of the Jews he was imprisoned.
他要上告在凯撒，所以他没有说我是罗马的监囚徒，不是。
He didn't say that he was a prisoner of Rome.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
当他为什么这么说呢
？Why did he say that？
他一面给我们看见他所看见的。
On one hand, he showed us what he saw.
另一面他告诉我们说。
On the other hand，
为着这个看见。
Because he saw
something,
because of these words,
他失去了他的自由。
He lost his freedom.
幸好他失去了他的自由。
It was good that he lost his freedom.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
如果任凭保罗自己走的话，
if we were to see his own walk,
很可能他跟随了传统。
Maybe he would follow tradition.
你要保罗做一个 mega church founder 是一点难处都没有。
If you want Paul to be a founder of a mega church, that'd be no problem.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
主叫他失去自由。
The Lord bound him.
别人可以做的事他不能做。
What other people could do, he could not do.
别人可以得的恩惠他不能够得。
Other people could gain grace, he could not.
他要坚决的反对。
He was to oppose.
弟兄姊妹，
brother,
为什么？
Why?
免得他忘记了他自己的道路。
Unless he forgot he lost his own way.
所以当他在第四章的时候，
So in chapter 4,
他给我们看见，
He showed
us. 为着他所看见的。
What he saw,
他好像付了很大的代价。
It's as if he paid a great price.
但是为这个他欢喜快乐。
But for this, he was very joyful.
幸好是神坚定了他浪漫的翅膀，把他的翅膀把他坚定住了。
So it was very fortunate that God bound his wings.
幸好他完全失去自由。
It was good that he was lost his freedom.
现在能够行走在神的旨意上。
Now he can walk in the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他劝我们。
He entreated us.
所有要在这个工作上有份的人，
All those who have a portion in this work，
我们应该像保罗一样，
We need to be like Paul.
他怎样失去自由，
However he lost his freedom，
我们也应当怎样失去自由，
We also need to lose our freedom.
所以他说你们既然蒙召，行事为人就应当与蒙召的恩相称。
So you need to
第四章第一节。
So you need to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
这里说的呼召，
this calling，
你看见和他早期的信，好，早期的这个早期写这个书信不一样的。
This calling is different than the earlier epistle.
罗马书，
Rome，
临前临后，
First and Second Corinthians，
给我们看见每个人都是蒙召的。
Shows us that all have been called.
我们蒙召属乎耶稣基督。
All have been called to Christ.
我们蒙召做圣徒。
All of us have been called to be saints.
我们蒙召磨成神儿子的形象。
All of us have been called to be conformed to the image of His Son.
这是每个人的。
Everybody is.
弟兄姊妹，
called.
如果你的工作，
if your work，
只是办孤儿院，
is to do an orphanage。
如果你的工作，
if your work，
只是为着一般的特别为着一般的儿童，
is to be with the children。
那弟兄姊妹，这是个人的呼召。
This is a personal call.
但是现在神有个工作。
Now there's a work.
你看见有一个工作乃是建立基督的身体。
And that is to build the body of Christ.
那如果建立基督的身体，
if you're to build the body of Christ，
保罗一个人是不行的。
Paul couldn't do it himself.
保罗不过是身体里面的一个肢体而已。
Paul was but a member of the body.
所以不只是保罗一个人蒙召。
Not only was Paul called，
我们也都蒙召。
We are also called.
换句话说，
in other words，
我们每个人都有一个共同的呼召。
We are all have the same calling.
所以在哥罗西书里面告诉我们，
So in Colossians it tells us，
我们蒙召归于一个身体。
We have been called into one body.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的工作。
That is our work.
你看见吗？
You see
这是我们的目标了。
That is our purpose.
这个目标我们不能忘记。
That is our goal that we cannot forget.
我们做了许多的工作。
We have done many works.
但是现在保罗学了功课。
But Paul learned a lesson.
现在保罗没有自由了。
Paul has no more freedom.
别人做的事他不能做。
What Paul can do, others can.
让别人去伟大。
Others can be great.
让别人去发达。
Others can expand.
他只能够跟随主。
He can only follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
所以他说，你们凡事要谦虚温柔忍耐。
So with all humility and all gentleness，
如果是个人属灵的话，
if you are personally spiritual，
谦虚温柔属灵就可以了。
Humility, gentleness, patience is good，
但是不，
but no，
因为是基督的身体。
Because it is the body of Christ，
要用爱心互相宽容。
Showing forbearance to one another，
用和平彼此联络。
Being diligent to one another，
然后竭力保守圣灵里面的合一。
To preserve the unity of the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
这是身体的合一。
This is the unity of the body.
怎么样能够达到这个合 一呢？
How do you reach the unity?
保罗给我们一条路的。
Paul gave us a way.
因为这个合一是身体的合一。
This unity is a unity of the body.
我们开始的时候
When we start,
是圣灵的合一。
It is the unity of the spirit.
结果这个生命要长的。
But this life has to grow.
等到这个身体长大的时候。
And when the body grows up,
我们就达到了信仰的合一。
We have reached the unity of faith.
你看见主把这么清楚的话给保罗也给了我们。
This is very clear. The Lord gave it to Paul and to us.
但是今天人讲合一的时候。
But today when we speak of unity,
把这两个东西完全调过来了。
They actually reverse everything.
他们先讲信仰上的合一。
First they speak of the unity of faith.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
他们来个圆桌的会议。
They have a round table.
他们想在圆桌会议上能达到信仰的合一。
And at a meeting at a round table, they want to reach the unity of the faith.
没有这件事。
No.
你违反了生命的定律。
You have gone against the law.
感谢主。你看这身体的合一不是个梦。
The body is not a dream.
No, 身体的合一。The oneness of the body.
The unity of the body is not a dream.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是从圣灵的合一开始。
If you begin with the unity of the spirit,
然后我们在那里长大，身体长大。
And then the body grows.
我们彼此相爱。
We love one another.
彼此供应。
We give to one another.
然后我们在爱中就建立自己。
And within love, we grow and build.
所以下面就讲到身体的建造。
And then it speaks of the building of the body.
那么等一等，你看你因着身体的建造，他就说到使徒、先知和传福音牧师等等这些五种的人。
And because of the building, he speaks of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists.Pastors and teachers.
神把他们赐给教会。
God gave these to the church.
他们做一件事。
They did one thing.
要成全圣徒。
They wanted to
perfect
the saints.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思就是说，等到圣徒被成全了以后。
When the saints are perfected.
这个房子就盖好了。
Then the house is built.
你这房子盖好以前要搭一些硬架的。
So before the house is built, you need to build some scaffolds.
房子一盖好了以后。
And once the house is built,
硬架就可以撤掉了。
You can take the scaffolding down.
所以一个成功的神的工人。
So a very successful servant.
他没有多久就失业了。
Soon he'll become unemployed.
他没有事情做了。
He has nothing to do.
这是最成功的。
That is the most successful.
为什么？因为所有的圣徒都起来了。
Because all of the saints have risen.
所有的肢体都在那动了。
All of the members are moving.
是这些圣徒各尽其职才能够建立基督的身体。
And all these saints can equip the saints for the work of service.
建立基督的身体是在众圣徒的手里的。
And when you are building up the body of Christ, it's in the hands of the saints.
保罗在什么时候学这个功课的？
When did Paul learn this lesson?
他在大马色路上已经学了这个功课。
On the road to Damascus.
他问出两句话。
He asked the Lord two questions.
第一，你是谁？
He says, who are you?
他认识了主是谁以后。
After he knew who
he was. 他说我应当做什么？
He says, what should I do?
保罗有个侍奉的心。
Paul had a serving heart.
现在他要来侍奉神。
Now he's going to serve God.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
照着保罗的能干。
According to Paul's
他的智慧
according to his wisdom
他的能力
according to his power
弟兄姊妹你只要告诉他怎么做就可以了
whatever you tell him to do he can do
基督身体就建立起来了
and the body of Christ is built
但是主怎么说
but what did the Lord say
你要到城里面去
you are to go into the city
你要做的事有人要告诉你
what you are to do somebody's going to tell you
你要侍奉吗
you're going to serve
不错你要听元首的话
yes you have to hear the head
但是不要忘记
but don't forget
你到城里面
when you go to the city
你会看见另外一件事
you're going to see something else
在路上
on the way
你看见荣耀的基督
you saw the glorious Christ
到城里面
but in the city
他会碰见另外一件事
he's going to meet something else
结果亚拿尼亚来了
and Ananias arrived
在他旁边按他的手
and Ananias lay hand on him
他说弟兄
he said brother
叫你的眼睛能看见
may your eyes beMay you see again.
保罗自己怎么做见证？
What did Paul say?
他说我往上一看就看见他。
He said when he looked up, he saw him.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
保罗向来是往下看才看见亚拿尼亚的。
Paul always looked down. He looked down on Ananias.
他所有的基督徒都是往下看的。
All the Christians looked down.
他要杀害他们。
He wanted to hurt them.
这个人就是他所要杀的。
This is one he wanted to kill.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你不只要看见元首
Not only do you see the head
你能不能看见教会你有没有看见身体呢
Do you see the body
就是在你所在的地方
Where you are
你往上看
When you look up
你只看见主吗
Do you only see the
往上看
When you look up
你只看见两个三位弟兄吗
Do you see only two or three brothers
你往上看
When you look up
你看见里面最小一个
You see the smallest one
The least one
The least one
所以保罗说
So,
我是众圣徒中的最小的还要小
He said I am the least of the saints
什么人都在我上面
Everybody is above me.
什么人都能帮助我。
Everybody can help me.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
保罗变小了。
He's become small.
他为什么变小了呢？
Why did he become small?
他本来是个身体。
Before he was a body.
现在变成个肢体。
Now he's a member.
他愿意把身体献上。
He wants to offer up his body.
当作活祭。
As a sacrifice.
所以主啊，我应当做什么？
So what should I do?
那主怎么做呢？
What did the Lord do?
把保罗就放在安提阿教会那个身体里面去。
Paul, the Lord put Paul into the body of the church of Antioch.
他要明白神的旨意吗？
To understand the will of God.
需要哈拿尼亚告诉他。
Ananias needed to tell him.
如果神直接医治他，多么好呢？
If the Lord were to heal him directly, wouldn't it be better?
但是现在是哈拿尼亚按在他手上，他才眼睛才明白过来。
But his healing only came through the laying hands of Ananias.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
那次保罗看见什么是基督的教会？
That time Paul saw what was the.
他不只看见宇宙性。
Not only did he see a universal.
他也看见地方性。
He saw a local church.
什么叫做地方的教会？
What is the local church?
在你所在的地方。
Wherever you are,
你往上看，
when you look up,
你看到了几位弟兄姊妹。
You see brothers and sisters.
你只看到说中文的弟兄姊妹吗？
Do you only see those who speak Chinese?
你知道在血里有多少神所爱的儿女吗？
Do you know how many are in Sydney who love the Lord?
血里的教会，
the church in Sydney,
乃是包括所有在血里主用宝血所买回来的。
Encompasses all those who are bought by the precious blood of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见的话，
if you see that,
这对保罗是一个很大的改变。
This is a great change in Paul's life.
保罗身上有两个难处。
Two difficulties in Paul's life.
一个能干的人一定有这两个难处的。
Somebody who is capable, there's always difficulty.
第一，个人主义。
First, individualism.
因为这样的人是很英雄的，很
because,
觉得自己很了不起。
Because he thinks he's a hero, he's very capable.
第二，包办主义。
Secondly, monopolistic.
什么都包办了。
Everything's a monopoly.
一个妈妈能干的，孩子个个都不能干。
If a mother is very capable, then the children probably are.
妈妈什么事都做了。
Because the mother does everything.
你知道，连妈妈，你要喝牛奶就喝牛奶，咖啡就是咖啡，不给你选择的。
And if your mother won't give you a choice to drink either milk or coffee,
she'll make that choice for you.
And when the child is about to be married, he doesn't know how to choose.
所以原因在哪？因为我们太能干了。
It is because we're too capable.
这叫包办主义。
That is being monopolistic.
在保罗身上就是包办，他最会包办主义。
And in Paul's life, he was monopolistic.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
神把保罗赐给教会。
When the Lord gave Paul to the church.
做使徒。
To be apostle,
或者是先知
or the prophet,
或者传福音的
or evangelist,
教师
or teacher,
牧师
or pastor,
感谢主
thank the Lord,
需要这些工人
we need these workers,
但是不要忘记
but don't forget,
他们不过身体里一个肢体而已
they are but a member in the body,
他们不能讲个人主义
they cannot speak of individualism,
他们也不能够讲包办主义
and they can't be monopolistic.
所以罗马书怎么说呢
So what does Romans say?
罗马书讲到我们在基督是一个身体的时候
When the Romans says that we are one body,
我们互相做肢体
We are together individual
members. 我们需要别的肢体
We need other members.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters, 这样我们就可以一同在爱里面建造基督的身体
So together in love we can build the body of Christ
我们的时间已经没有了
Our time is gone
但是我想我最后一定要提一件事情
But I want to say one thing
然后我们才能结束这个聚会
Then we will end our meeting
因为主要是这个太重要了
Because I think this is so important
大概是1727年的时候
In probably the year 1727
在东德德国靠近捷克斯拉夫那一带
In Germany in the East Germany part near Czechoslovakia
神做了一个很大的工作
God did a mighty work
有一个复兴叫摩尔维亚教会的大复兴。
There was a great revival, the Moravian revival.
在那个德国靠近边界的地方有个城叫做 Hunhut.
And on the edge of Germany, there was a city called Hunhut.
结果有一班弟兄姊妹在那里聚集。
And a group of brethren met there.
他们有不同的背景。
They are all different types of backgrounds.
他们刚刚到的时候啊
When they first arrived,
他主把我们带到迦南美地了。
They said the Lord has brought us to the land of Canaan.
五年以后他们怎么说呢？
5 years later,
他这里简直就是索多玛、俄摩拉。
They complained that this was Sodom and Gomorrah.
刚刚到，弟兄彼此相爱的。
When they first arrived, there was brotherly love.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神在那里带一个大的复兴。
There was a great revival there.
结果他们是怎么开始的呢
？How did they start?
他们愿意照着圣经的话。
They were willing to follow the word.
他们的看法都不一样的。
Their views were different.
但是因为他们是弟兄。
But because they were brothers.
所以他们应该彼此相爱。
Because they need to have brotherly love.
他们要竭力保守。 圣灵的合一。
They have to keep the unity of the faith.
然后让圣灵在教会中掌权。
So that the Holy Spirit can reign.
有一天把他们带到信仰上的合一。
To bring them into the unity of faith.
所以这是很有名的摩尔维亚大复兴。
This is a very famous Moravian revival.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
这个摩尔维亚教会大复兴有个什么结果？
What was the result of this revival?
请记得，我没有时间去说它。
I don't have time.
你知道后来他们每个人在那里都是建立基督的身体。
So all of them were part of the body of Christ.
他们活着是为着福音来活着。
They lived for the gospel.
他们做木匠不是为自己做木匠。
They weren't carpenters for themselves.
他们做裁缝不是为自己做裁缝。
They weren't tailors for themselves.
他们知道有一天如果主叫他们去哪里，他们就愿意去哪里。
They knew wherever the Lord sent them, they would go.
结果他们就听说外国很多地方没有福音，他们就一家一家的就移民到那些地方去。
And they heard that outside of their place there was a need for the gospel, so they went out.
圣灵大大的做工。
And the Holy Spirit did a mighty work.
他们把这些人送出去以前。
Before they sent these people out,
有一次圣灵大大的浇灌他们。
Once the Holy Spirit greatly was poured upon them.
他们一口气唱了100首诗歌。
Within one breath, they sang 100 hymns.
你们试试看，你们试试看，一定办不到的。
Try singing 100 hymns.
然后呢，他们欢欢喜喜把弟兄送出去。
And joyfully they sent the brothers out.
你读教会历史。
If you read church history,
除了天主教不算之外
，Don't without counting Roman Catholic.
自从马丁路德以后。
Ever since Martin Luther,
第一次福音把这个所谓传就福音使者送到别的地方去的是摩尔维亚。
The first time that people were sent out for the gospel's sake was in Moravia.
他们不是一个个出去的。
They didn't go out individually.
他们不是用神学院训练他们，不是的。
They weren't because they went to seminary.
他们就在他们所在地方，在那里学的。
Because what they learned was locally.
结果没有多久以后。
And then soon.
你知道有的人就这么死了。
Many people died.
但是后来历史告诉我们。
But history tells us.
全世界没有一个 Christian body 向他们送出去传教是那么多的。
There was not one place that sent out so many.
然后 William Carey. 这些传教士。
All these preachers.
像浸信会的 missionaries 从那里开始才开始这些宣教的运动。
And that is where the missionaries came out for the baptism ministry.
所以所有今天的宣教的运动。
So all today, all the missions.
你如果问他们的话，
if you were to ask them,
他们说他们的帮助就从摩尔维亚教会来的。
They can say they were helped by the Moravians.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
就像当初那时候使徒们守在耶路撒冷。
Just like the apostles when they were in Jerusalem.
结果主用苦难，就用这个逼迫把他们散到很多的地方去。
And through persecution, they were sent forth.
结果弟兄姊妹，他们无论到哪里就把福音就带到哪里。
Wherever they went, they gave the gospel.
安提阿教会就这么开始的。
That's how Antioch began.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个工作从哪里开始的
？Where did this work begin?
如果你为着你保守圣灵的合一
，If you are to keep the unity of the Spirit,
这个身体就长大了。
Then the body will grow.
然后圣灵就打发他们出去。
And the Holy Spirit will send them out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见这是圣灵的工作。
You will see this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
在复兴的时候
，During revival,
他们有一件事
，One thing,
他们找了48个人。
They looked for 48 people.
24个弟兄 ,24个姊妹
24 brothers, 24 sisters.
每个人一天祷告半个小时。
Each one of them prayed every day for half an
hour. 所以他们有24小时的精神祷告。
So they had a 24-hour non-stop prayer.
他们为全世界的复兴祷告。
They prayed for the revival of the entire world.
这是他们的祷告。
That was their prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这种祷告能维持多久？
How long could this prayer last?
我们常常想模仿他们，没有几个礼拜就没有了。
Many times we try to imitate them. After a couple weeks, we forget it.
因为这是圣灵工作的结果。
But because it was the result of the Holy Spirit's work.
这个祷告维持了100年。
This prayer lasted for 100 years.
你想神听不听那个祷告？
Will God listen to that prayer?
100年以后。
After 100 years.
1928年。
1928.
神在英国就兴起了 Darby 还有 Muller 这一帮的弟兄姊妹。
Darby and Muller were raised up in England.
再过100年。
Another 100 years.
到了1928年。
In 1928.
神在英国兴起了史伯克弟兄。
Brother Sparks was raised.
在中国兴起了尼六那帮弟兄。
In China, Brother Ni and other brothers.
后来在英国，在印度兴起了 Boxing 那帮弟兄。
And in India, Brother Boxing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见很稀奇的一件事。
This is quite amazing.
等到了20世纪的时候，
In the 20th century,
你看见说 同样的是看见教会是基督的身体。
We still see that the body, the church is the body of Christ.
现在他们有话了。
But now they have a word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
住在英国也好。
Whether in England.
住在中国也好。
Whether in China.
住在这个住在这个印度也好。
Whether in India.
弟兄姊妹，就做了一个工作。
The Lord did a work.
那个工作乃是根据以弗所书第四章。
That work is according to Ephesians 4.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个可以说是上一个世纪。
You can say that this was
the prior
century. 你看
主在各地所做的工作。
The prior century of what the Lord did.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当尼弟兄1923年的时候。
In 1923, our brother Washington.
在福州有个大的复兴。
There was a great revival in Fujian.
他几乎想做一个大的布道家。
He wanted to be a great missionary.
结果。
A great evangelist.
结果神没有让他。
But the Lord did not allow him.
他很清楚主给他的意象。
The Lord very clearly gave him a vision.
他说他闭起眼睛。
He said when he closed his eyes.
他能够看见好像是中国一个地方一个地方的见证就被主兴起来了。
He could see that the testimony in each local place would be raised.
到了1948年的时候。
In 1948.
有一段的时间。
There was a time.
在福州那个地方。
In Fuzhou.
每个月大概有1000个人得救。
Every month there was over 1,000 people.
这是尼丢自己告诉我们的。
Brother Nice told us that.
在那个时候。
In that time.
全中国大概有1000个聚会的点。
All of China there was over 1,000 assemblies.
但他觉得主所要做的要比这个大的更多。
But he felt that what God was going to do was greater than that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看这个就是因为那个祷告。
It is because of that original prayer.
100年的祷告。
That prayer for 100
years. 你想想看神能不能把那100年的祷告就这么随便的摆在一边。
Can God just cast aside that prayer of 100 years?
所以神在英国做。
So whether it be in England.
神也在中国做。
The Lord also works in China.
我们相信主今天也在澳洲这个地方。
God is also working here in Australia.
我想今天路是非常清楚的。
We see a very clear
你唱尼丢那首诗歌的时候，他说我只有一个目的。
He says I only have one aim.
你如果懂得中文的话
，If you understand Chinese，
他这个口气是宣道的口气。
This is he is exclaiming, he is announcing it.
这个不是普通，你可以随便把它不是普通的口气。
It is not just regular singing.
你能看见尼丢年轻的时候做的梦
？The dream that Brother Ni had.
到了1948年的时候
，In 1948，
他眼看着这个梦好像要成功了。
He thought that what would his dream was going to be fulfilled.
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what,
他实在是从头到尾。
From the very beginning to the end,
他写那首诗歌大概是1950年的时候。
He wrote the hymn in 1950.
从1923一直到1950。
From 1923 to 1950.
27年之久。
27 years.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他只有一个目的。
He had one purpose.
他说我只侍奉一位主。
He said I only serve one.
这是何等的宣告！
This is a great announcement.
如果你真的懂得这首诗歌，
if you understand this hymn,
你一面唱你会哭的。
When you sing this hymn, you'll cry.
我们不配唱这首诗歌。
You are not worthy of singing.
这首诗歌很难唱，不错。
It's very difficult.
但如果你真的会唱，
but if you know how to sing it,
你能够把那个感觉唱出来。
You can sing the feeling of it.
在有一段时间里面，
on one and one period of time,
你就是最不会作曲的人。
Brother Ni couldn't carry a.
但他常常有一个音乐不知道从哪里来的。
But there was a song that always came to him.
然后他去旁边一个周刊要就试着把它弹出来。
So he asked a brother to play it on the piano.
但不管怎么样，是他里面的感觉。
It was a feeling inside of him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最后，尼弟兄失去了他的自由。
At the very end, Brother Ni lost his freedom.
他一生只有32年是在手里非常有用的。
He was only useful. For 32 years.
最后的20年,
his last 20 years.
只有主自己知道,
only the Lord knows.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
无论如何,
no matter what.
这里给我们看见, 主听摩尔维亚教会的祷告。
That the Lord listened to the prayer of the Moravians.
尼丢是1956年被宣判15年徒刑的。
Brother Ni was sentenced in 1956 for 15 years.
他失去自由以后,
after he lost his freedom.
第二年,
the second year.
在印度的孟买。
In India, Bombay.
结果 Normal Christian Life 就出版了。
The Normal Christian Life was published.
结果整个西方的世界就得着了尼弟兄东西的帮助。
So all of the Western world was helped by our brother Ni.
你读尼弟兄的东西。
When you read our brother Ni's
writings, 你觉得主所托付给他是中国。
You feel that what the Lord has given him is China.
他满心希望能把整个中国福音化。
He wants all of China to have the gospel.
他心中没有想到别的地方。
He didn't think of any other place.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神的道路永远高过人的道路。
God's ways are above man's ways.
我们不懂得为什么
We do not know why he lost his freedom.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
到了有一天我们才明白,
then one day we knew.
但是无论如何,
no matter what,
我们看见主的话是很清楚的,
the Lord's word is very clear.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗做了主的囚徒,
Paul was a prisoner of Christ.
盖恩夫人做了主的囚徒,
Madame Guyon was a prisoner of the Lord.
我们也当失去我们的自由,
we need to lose our freedom.
我们愿意像那首诗歌所说,
we want to just like that hymn.
别人做的事我们不能做,
what other people do we can't do.
别人受的恩惠我们不能恩惠,
what people have received we don't receive.
我们在这里不能够游戏,
we cannot play any games.
弟兄姊妹, 因为时间已经不多了,
because the time is short.
但愿在有生之年,
有我还剩下的日子里面，让主能够达到他的工作。 May the Lord meet his work.
这不是一个人做的，
not just individually.
不是尼托森一个人做的，
not just Brother Needham.
不是达比做的，
not just Darby.
不是威斯利做的，
not just Wesley.
他们最多是音架如此而已，
they are just a scaffolding.
但是要紧是，
but
全教会要兴起来，
the entire church is to rise up.
每一个人都应该起来，
everybody is to rise up.
建立基督的身体，
to build the body of Christ.
这样我们就能在爱中建立身体，
then we can build the body in love.
我们每个人都到约旦河去，
we will all go to the Jordan.
弟兄姊妹， 我们都要取下木材来，
we have to get the building material.
我们每一个人都像一棵树一样的应该倒下来，
we be like a tree need to fall.
让教会能够得着完全的建造，
so the church can be built.
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
主还没有回来，
the Lord has not
证明主的工作还没有完，
that means the work is not done yet.
感谢主， 主回来日子实在是很近，
his return is imminent.
但愿我们真的一面做等候他回来的人，
may we be those who wait for his return,
一面不要忘记主所托付给我们手中的工作，
but also not forget the work that he has entrusted to us.
我们蒙召归于一个身体，
we are called to be one body.
圣徒要建立基督的身体，
and the saints are to build the body of
Christ. 在爱中建立自己，
to build in love.
这个圣经这个话能应验吗？
Can this word be fulfilled?
人的话会有失败的时候，
man's words can fail.
保罗有软弱，
Paul's weak.
盖恩夫人有软弱，
Madame Guillaume's weak.
威斯利约翰有软弱，
John Wesley was
weak. 许多神的仆人都有软弱，
many servants of God are weak.
但是教会要往前去，
but the church should move forward.
弟兄姊妹， 在主回来以前，
before the Lord's return,
他要得着一个荣耀的教会，
he is to gain a glorious church.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
主的话一定会做到的，
his word will be accomplished.
在主回来以前，
before his return,
主要呼召得胜者，
he is to call the overcomers.
他们成熟了，
when they mature,
就代表全教会成熟了，
that is the entire church is mature.
他们得胜了，
when they gain the victory,
就代表全教会得胜了，
then the church overcomes,
然后就迎接我们主回来，
and we receive our Lord.
所以但愿在2007年刚开始的时候，
so in the beginning of 2007,
主把这些话印在我们的身上，
may the Lord impress these words in our lives.
侍奉的道路，
the way of service
是里面的道路，
is an inner way.
十字架的道路，
is the way of the cross.
也是教会的道路，
and it's the way of the church.
愿主对我们说话，
may the Lord speak to us.
我们低头祷告，
let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里，
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
求你自己做工，
may you do your own work.
但愿这一年的开始，
at the beginning of this year,
你在澳洲这个地方，
especially here in Australia,
你也在世界各地，
and throughout all of the world,
继续你的工作，
continue to do your work.
那100年的祷告，
that prayer for 100 years,
你不会不听的，
we know you will,
根据你自己的话，
according to your word,
你永远不会失败的，
you will never fail.
所以因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
我们能因着你的话语得着鼓励，
we can be encouraged by your word.
叫我们接受你的呼召，
may we accept your call,
不只叫我们做一个圣洁的人，
not just to be those who are perfect,
不只叫我们做一个磨成神儿子形象的人，
not only those who are conformed to the image of the Son,
也叫我们能起来建立基督的身体，
but may we be able to build the body of
Christ. 感谢主，
thank the Lord.
这就是我们的侍奉，
this is our service.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名，
in Jesus' precious name,
Amen.